Kelly McEnany says McEnany says the president's record is not mixed in the slightest. A new study says that the effect of President Trump's baseless COVID claims are more far-reaching than many might think. Mike Bauer reports.
Researchers at Cornell University, who analyzed 38 million articles about the pandemic in English language media around the world, found that mentions of Trump made up nearly 38% of the overall misinformation conversation. That makes the president the largest single source of falsehoods about the pandemic, according to the study's lead author.
New York City's teachers union is threatening action if the city doesn't shut down schools in a number of neighborhoods seeing high coronavirus infection rates. Scott Pringle has more.
The teachers union tells NBC the mayor's rule to shut down schools if the citywide average hits 3% over a seven-day rolling period does not work for the union. The union says it'll go to court or take other action if schools are not shut in the problematic areas.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are mourning the loss of their third child through miscarriage. Teigen was hospitalized in L.A. yesterday after having excessive bleeding during her pregnancy, but had reported that she was doing fine. She says she and Legend called the baby Jack. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see some patchy fog and some haze mixed in for most of the day today, making way to partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. High temperatures around 73 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday, patchy fog again, but then turning to mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. Highs around 72. Partly cloudy skies, low temperatures for Friday night, down to about 56. For the weekend, more sunshine expected. High temperatures hovering in the upper 60s to low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on another amazing day. As we roll through the week, moving right past Terrific Tuesday, and now bumping it up to an awesome week. Benny and I were chit-chatting along with David here, and so we want to just give you like, I don't watch like 24/7 news. Now, because of the field I'm in, most of you on KKNW and AM affiliates here, you don't get to hear my other shows unless you go to Transformation Talk Radio. But what's happened to me over time is I've had to be plugged into more things that I wouldn't ordinarily be plugged into. But what's interesting today is I was fascinated by how much news channels are talking about sports. Now, look, Benny and I don't know so much about David. I'm waiting for David to weigh in. But we go way back with our little sports stories, right? So I'm in pain and suffering over not being able to play table tennis with my table tennis friends, right? And so you think about that. You think, oh, that's just you. But then you turn on the news and you say, okay, we're going to cancel a football game. Now, I know my papa up there, he is just rolling over like a few million times. Like nobody cries during football and doesn't cancel football. But we're in a whole new world. In a whole new world, you need a whole new paradigm. And the paradigm could either be one of your own making or your own ego, or it could be a paradigm where you tap into something powerful. Many, many years ago, I heard about something that I totally mispronounced, but I read about it because I was part of a group of people. And I read about the founder of this particular group of people back in 1930-something. Can't remember exactly what, 30, 34. And I thought about, when did I first get turned on to this? So when did I first get turned on to the I Ching? For a lot of years, Benny, and you know this, you've been with me 16 years, pretty much can mispronounce anything. I Ching, some people say, no, they don't say I Ching. But what is it I heard about this? And so the more of my life that I was part of this group of people, and still am today, it turned me on to new learning. It turned me on, and I refer back to a letter between Bill W. and Carl Jung, which caught my attention. And this, albeit the letter referenced 30 years earlier, it was written in 61. And so here I am, and I'm looking at things, and I'm looking at, what are these people doing? What is this dude, William James? What is this intrigue by the I Ching? What is? Well, today, joining me, is somebody that has become more than intrigued. Paul O'Brien is my very special guest today. You're going to hear a fantastic story, because that's what we do here. We talk story. Yes, we provide solutions. Yes, we pull cards. Yes, we do readings. But we talk story. The day and age we're living in is because we are being called to share those stories. And so I want to introduce you to Paul, who's going to take us on a journey about what these, let me just see, David, I think you got a bunch of images for our social media, right? But I just want to kind of hold this up for a minute, because Paul O'Brien is joining me to talk about visionary I Ching cards. Now, that's important, but like the smaller print is like even more important for me. So the smaller print is the Book of Changes for Making Intuitive Decision, the Book of Changes for Intuitive Decision Making. This is a theme. Linda schedules everybody. This is a theme. We have been talking about intuitive decision making now for about 2 months. But wait a minute. What if you could discover something to help you along the way? And that's these cards and the book that Paul wrote. Paul, it's great to have you.
It's great to be back with you, Pat. I love what you do.
I love what you do. So look, my journey to the I Ching did start maybe somewhere back in the 60s, you know, with this conversation between Carl Jung and Bill W. And when you discover furthermore about the underpinnings of some of what we call 12-step programs, much that gets left out are these early days of study. And if you go to the early days of study and why things were so successful in 30, 40, you're going to find things like the I Ching. There are people listening that may have a sense of what you and I are talking about, but most people don't, because I think what you're bringing is a contemporary interpretation and version for the times we live in. Is that true? Are you bringing this to us, ancient wisdom, but a fresh perspective?
I think that's an excellent way to put it. That was my intention. And I became an accidental I Ching author, and then an I Ching entrepreneur, and then a wider scope of entrepreneurism where I developed the world's first divination software, which yep. was an I Ching program back in 1989. But the history of my involvement with it went back to 1969, like you said, the 60s. Bill W. was also interested in LSD. And
yep.
he did some experimentation with that, and he was going to recommend it. But then, you know, the drug laws entered in and put a kibosh on that. But I was introduced to the I Ching as a student at UC Berkeley. And it just blew my mind, and I became devoted to it. Because the first time that I cast it, this girl was showing it to me, this fellow student, and she said, just ask a question, write down a question, and cast the coins. And that's usually the way people consult the I Ching, rather than
yep.
cards are like more of a tarot card type of approach. And we've just come out with the Visionary I Ching card deck, which we can talk about later. But
yep.
she said, cast these coins 6 times, write down your question. And, you know, I was a smart aleck. I was a young smart aleck, and I was just making fun of it in my own mind, you know, and I'm saying, oh my God, this is a fortune telling game. I'll humor her. She's cute, you know. And so I did it. I didn't have any serious question. And it came back with hexagram number 4, which is one of 64 archetypes. And in tarot, you have 78 cards, 78 archetypes. So it came back with number 4, which is entitled Youthful Folly. And it says something about the student lacking respect for the teacher. And I thought, oh, my God.
Wow.
It's ignoring my stupid question, but it's totally reflecting my energy. And it's kind of like, you know, wrapping me across the knuckles. And I said, I got to try this again. And so my intention the second time was different. I wasn't making fun of it. I was testing it. And it came back with a reading that, in summary, said, questioning the sincerity of the seeker. And I thought, oh, my God, now it's testing me. It's testing me. I was making fun of it. It made fun of me. I tested it. It tested me. I thought, wow, there's something going on here. This is some kind of mirror. And that's what turned me on to the I Ching, and I became a student of it. And I studied it on my own for the next 20 years before it occurred to me as a high-tech executive using the I Ching at work, because the company was so damn stressful. And I should say, you know, the reason to use a divination system, it's not about fortune telling. It can give you some sense of the future and some sense of which way the wind is blowing, but it's basically a mirror that reflects what's going on right now beyond the limitations of your ego's ability to perceive things. It doesn't care about your ego. It's looking at reality from a very broad point of view, and it's giving you a reflection on the quality of the moment, specifically as related to the person who cast the coins. And so I was using it at work just to try to get through the day, because it was such a brutal environment. And one day I had a light bulb go off, and I go, gosh, you know, this is a Macintosh company. That's a graphical computer. I wonder if I could create an I Ching program that would include graphics and sound and create a meditative experience for people and create greater access to this wonderful tool, 3,000-year-old tool.
Right.
Spiritual tool. And that's how I became the accidental entrepreneur. It was just strictly out of my love for the I Ching. In fact, I cast the I Ching to ask it whether I should create a software version of it. And I got the hexagram enthusiasm turning into breakthrough. And I left my